Protect the Adirondacks and the Sierra Club refiled their motion for discovery regarding communications and documents exchanged during the Adirondack Park Agency's consideration of the Adirondack Club and Resort project in Tupper Lake. The state agency approved the project in January. The groups had filed a discovery motion with the Appellate Division of the State Supreme Court, but it was sent back to a lower court. The motion is being refiled in State Supreme Court in Albany County this week. Protect the Adirondacks Executive Director Peter Bauer says it's largely a procedural move necessary to forward their case.
We believe that there is significant evidence that there was ex parte communications between the leadership of the Adirondack Park Agency and some state officials and the applicant in the 6,000-acre Adirondack Club and Resort project that the APA approved back in January. We've been given some evidence through Freedom of Information requests. We've submitted other Freedom of Information requests that the Adirondack Park Agency has denied. And in those denials, they told us that they have a number of memoranda that they believe are shielded and they are not required to turn over. So we went to court to try and get this information, and we're looking to really solidify our case.
Protect the Adirondacks and the Sierra Club also filed a new lawsuit challenging the APA's denial of Freedom of Information requested documents. John Caffrey, the attorney for Protect and the Sierra Club, says there are some similarities between the two suits.
The legal standards for what documents you can obtain in discovery are somewhat different from the standards of what's releasable in the Freedom of Information law. However, there's also some overlap because the excuses that APA gave for not releasing the documents under the Freedom of Information law are the same ones they're giving for opposing the discovery motion. So there is some commonality in the legal issues. At the same time, they do involve pretty much the same set of documents we're seeking. We would like to get them one way or the other.
Supporters of the Adirondack Club and Resort Project see the moves by Protect and the Sierra Club as an effort to derail the development. But Village of Tupper Lake Mayor Paul Maroon doesn't think the two groups have a solid case.
I think after 8 or 9 years of decision-making process through an administrative agency that has belabored this point beyond belief, they should drop the issue. Nobody tried to do anything that was wrong. The agency made a decision, and these people, they're really off base in this suit. And what it's going to do is just slow down the process. It's going to hold back the developers from selling land. It's going to hold back the community of Tupper Lake and the region of the North Country from moving ahead.
Protect the Adirondacks and the Sierra Club expect a decision on whether they can pursue discovery by the end of the year or early in the new year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.